Hattie Blog Boo Volume 3. Why it's not a good idea to eat a vat of yogurt before bed. Written by and from the perspective of Hattie Chamberlain, read by Peter Smith. I love yogurt. It's awesome. And apparently it's good for you. So on the days when I'm feeling marginally good about myself and think, well, my body is my temple, man, it deserves healthy nourishings, I will eat yogurt instead of stuffing my face with chocolate in front of the TV. My favourite is Activia plain yogurt. Here is a picture so you can recognise it at Sainsbury's. It's delicious and nutritious and won't turn you into a whale if you eat a lot of it, which is nice as most of my favourite foods come with a severe health/obesity warning. So one of my latest favourite things is to eat my dinner. Nom nom nom. Wait an hour or so and then eat my yogi in bed watching Frasier with my man and my cat. I used to drink decaf coffee or tea at this time, but this led to regular nocturnal loo journeys that interrupted my slumber and made me super grumpy in the morning. There was a time when I was filled with dread that I would have to start wearing adult nappies before I hit 30. Why was my bladder going all geriatric on me in the middle of the night? Thankfully, because I'm not a complete moron, I accepted reluctantly that my pots of tea and coffee would have to go, or at least be finished before 9 p.m. in order to get the regimed 2.5 wheeze out before bed. I was antsy, frustrated, orally fixated, yay, rhyme, and became shifty around this time when I knew I couldn't shovel anything more into my gob. I've also given up smoking, more on that special time later. Unless, is that yogurt I spy? Not liquid, but enough to stop me screaming inside for some sort of sustenance that isn't a second dinner. And hurrah, with that, a new nighttime treat is born. But alas, my joy was short-lived as my problems returned. Recently I've been waking up in the middle of the night dying for a fucking piss again, my little belly distended with the ghost urine that had invaded my bladder through no means of my own. I'd returned to bed baffled. I had been vigilant with my imbibing. Is my bladder getting worse? Is my future to be punctuated with dashes to the store for a box of Tenor Lady? I have tossed and turned many a night, weeping with self-pity into my pillow about the days ahead when I'm sure to never have an uninterrupted night's sleep again, seeing as my kidneys and bladder are convinced I'm some octogenarian with a catheter. But this morning, inspiration struck. It's the fucking yogurt. With a renewed hope for a life without absorbent pants, I sprang from the bed and flung myself at the computer. After a good 3 or 4 minutes' research, I had discovered what I needed to know. Yogurt is milk with added bacteria. Milk is 87% water. So while I'd been smugly inhaling my nightly vat of yogurt with an "oh, I'm so healthy and I always won't need the loo in the night" smirk on my face, I've actually been ingesting almost a third of how much water I'm meant to drink during a 24-hour period. Half an hour before I go to sleep. And that is why it's not a good idea to eat a vat of yogurt before bed. Update. I have discovered Pearl Delay. They come in handy little tubs so I don't overdo the yog. I haven't woken up in a night for 4 days now. Also, it's got more fat in it, which equals tastier and better.